The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Monday, the Democratic Party is falling apart. The Democrat National Convention is in chaos. The coronation of Hillary Clinton now appears to be more like a pending autopsy. One can hope. The chaos there is extraordinary, and if you look at the headlines at Rents, again, all I suggest you do, if you don't have a lot of time, many of us don't, just read the headlines. You'll get it. Perhaps a story or two will cause you to click and read, but it is an extraordinary panorama of lies, deceit, criminality. It's just unbelievable. The emails released, no matter who released them, it doesn't matter. Assange says one thing, the Russians don't say much of anything. Ed Snowden says it wasn't the Russians, whatever. But look, the fact of the matter is these are real emails from the Democratic National Committee, DNC emails. They are damning. There's nothing on the Republican side of the ledger that can compare to this. Hillary's vice presidential pick has serious Islamic ties, seriously connected to nuclear power. This is the most establishment criminal career politician twosome you're ever going to see. I can't imagine anything more disgusting, despicable, depraved, diabolical, evil. It's as bad as it gets. Look, nobody's perfect. Mr. Trump isn't perfect. I'm not perfect. None of you are perfect. But we're going to have to make a choice here. And we're going to have to choose for if you want to go there and use the old cliche, the lesser of two evils. I don't find Mr. Trump evil at all. The most serious criticism that I find leveled against him is that he has not experienced. And I say, thank God. You can learn on the job if you have the right people around you. He has a lot of good people around him, many you've never heard of. Above all, he is not a stupid man. Now, Hillary Clinton has other issues that are very severe. It has been whispered for many months that she has serious medical issues that she has been hiding. he. Well, the he-she, Huma Abedin, her top advisor and aide, is caught up in that DNC email dump. And the DNC email that particularly pertains to what I'm talking about says quite clearly that, well, let me read it. It's from the Daily Mail. Newly released email shows top aide Huma Abedin, the Iranian-born, who is married to that weird Anthony Weiner in New York, or at least is on paper, warned colleagues via email that Hillary was, quote, often confused, mentally confused, and needed hand-holding, not physically, but coaching, helping. That's why you'll see, if you watch, Huma would come up and whisper to Hillary often during testimony, during presentations. It's happened. I've seen it many times. She needs hand-holding about calls, telephone calls, I assume, with foreign leaders. This woman has physical and mental and psychological problems that absolutely disqualify her from being president of Zimbabwe, let alone the world's most powerful nation, which right now has seen a large group of its nuclear bombs, somewhere between 50 and 50, fall into the control of and the effective hands of the madman of Turkey, Yip Yip Erdogan. Well, we'll say Erdogan because Tim is standing by. Tim Rifat is half Turkish, half German, half Turkish, quite a combination. He understands the whole issue of radical Islam. He understands what's happening in Turkey. And if Yip Yip has 50 to 60 American dial your explosive load nukes, dial them up, we got big problems. He says, you release Gulen or maybe you won't get your nukes back. The Americans are stupid. They've gotten caught with their pants down, their nuclear pants down, and look where they are now. Let me read this one more time, then we'll get to Tim. Newly released email shows top aide, number one, Huma, we don't pay any attention to her lesbian proclivities, Huma Abedin warned colleagues in email that Hillary was often, this is a quote, often confused, mentally confused, and needed hand-holding about calls with foreign leaders. It went on to say it is, quote, very important to review Clinton's phone call schedule with her. It is very important, that's a quote, to review Clinton's phone call schedule with her, Abedin cautioned in underlying via email because she's often confused. If this doesn't scare the hell out of you folks, especially you Hillary supporters, and there are some out there, you got to do your homework and you got to get real. That's why Hillary says, yeah, I'd shoot down those Russian jets over Syria immediately. Those are the words of an imbecile. That's the end of the world. That's World War III. That's slightly confused. Yes? Yes. Tim, welcome back. Thanks for the patience while I got some of that off my mind there.
Hello, Jeff. I got the impression from your rant that you don't like the beloved Hillary Clinton, who everyone over here is saying is going to, or was saying until recently, was a slam dunk to be the leader of the free world, Jeff.
Was it obvious, Tim? I'm sorry, I didn't. I was trying to keep it secret, but
the media whores over here, were lambasting and giving nonstop verbal excrement to Donald Trump and giving him no hope of being in the White House. But now, very recently, the tune's changed and they're all shaking in their shoes that this terrible, terrible man, according to the media whores over here, who says terrible, terrible things about the master race of Europe, the migrants, might now be president. And today in the Eye I was reading that this terrible, terrible man, according to the British media, is going to screen the French so that only screened French can come into the USA, because unlike the Europeans, who love their migrants because they do so much for Europe, he doesn't want mad migrants and Muslims coming into the USA and joining with the Black Lives Murder, so we get Black Lives Murder plus Muslim Lives Murder,
yeah.
Going on a rampage across the USA, unlike Europe, which loves its migrants, loves these wonderful Muslim Lives
yes.
Murder.
They're taking sensitivity classes to learn more about them. They love them.
Exactly. So, as I say, everyone over here eulogizes Hillary Rodham Clinton and despises Donald J. Trump because, of course, the Europeans really have got it sussed when it comes to judgment in every avenue of society. And the Americans, of course, have got it wrong. Because I'm a professional racist, but the Europeans, they love their migrants. They brought in literally 2 million of them into Germany, and now their dependents are coming, which will make it up to 10
million.
Yeah,
they're giving them their women and little girls. It's a remarkable
exactly.
tribute.
That's what white girls are for in Islam. I mean, if you're a Muslim, you look upon white women as whores and things that are just there for sex and, aren't even human.
Don't forget a good beating once in a while, too.
Oh, that's true. After a good raping. But, Muslim will look upon a white woman as a whore, and the only good girls are Muslim girls, because, of course, unlike white women, they don't sleep with everybody, and they cover, they don't cover their bodies. On Channel Jew, which I think is called Channel 4, we had Muslim Manji, Muslim woman, anchor woman, fronting Channel Jew, talking about the Nice attack. So we've got Muslim anchor women in hijabs, which are those headscarves to you Americans.
Yeah.
Talking all about the Nice massacre as it was going on, and one of the whites over here, Sun reporter, had the temerity to say this was rather inopportune and might be construed to be a bit, tasteless, having Muslim Manji talking about the Nice massacres, and he was vilified. He's a rather big-mouthed, nasty person, but even so, it's a reasonable opinion, because if you wear crucifixes, that they're taken away from you at work, and any sort of religious paraphernalia. I mean, the inverted cross for Satanist would be taken away, but if you're a Muslim Manji, you can front Channel Jew talking and about the lorry giving the French people liberation from their infidelity, because remember, in Islam, the only good infidel is a dead infidel, you can see now that Islam, which should be in the Middle East and North Africa, has now taken over Europe, and that wonderful events in Germany, where the migrants are liberating the German population, remember Muslim Lives Murder, making the
MLM.
Polish,
I like that.
The Polish walking pig. What's her name? Merkel. Look
Polish,
like,
Polish Jewish communist lesbian. Walking pig.
Yeah, he's making her look like a laughingstock. So you can see, of course, The last show where I talked about psychic warfare. For all your listeners, you should listen to the last show where I document psychic warfare and race war, which I've been talking about and warning about for 15 years. And, of course, the use of wetware. This is human drones. I know the Pentagon flies normal drones, but humans are just drones to be controlled and run around. We can see we've got lots of human drones in the West. We've got the Muslim drones that go around murdering. We've got the Black Lives Murder drones that go around the USA murdering. And, of course, we saw the start of White Lives Murder with the white Nazi who blew the brains out of Joe Cox. No, not the brains, but blew her away, knifed her, and then kicked her to death, which was just before the British Jewish pig worshipper Cameron was deposed. And now, of course, we've got Theresa May, who doesn't lift an arm without getting permission from Jacob Rothschild, now stating that, well, Britain really should stay in the European Union, and, well, we have a little bit of border control, so instead of having a third of a million of them coming in, we'll have, well, maybe 300,000 coming in. We'll still have a deal with Brussels. We won't have any say in whatever they do over there, but this is going to be a victory for the Theresa May Conservative Party. So you can see, of course, we've gotten rid of the pig lover, and now we've simply got the Queen of the Secret Police. Remember, she ran the Home Office, ran MI5 and the police, and the psychiatric prison state, which the British tried to put me into permanently. And now, of course, she's simply the glove puppet of Jacob Rothschild, who, of course, wants to keep the Britain in the European Union to keep his empire together. The problem is, though, that like the fall of Rome, we haven't got the Huns and the other barbarians at the gate. We've got them in Rome, and they're burning Rome down. So you can see that once the number of attacks in Europe get to, let's say, what, 1,000 a week, you can see that the European Union will become untenable. And thankfully, according to the Turks, and the great man, President Erdogan, we know that the U.S. General who was in charge of the coup to take over Turkey and put in place the U.S. puppet, who, of course, takes his orders again from Jacob Rothschild in London, Gulen, and all of the Gulenites in Turkey that blew apart Parliament, had an enormous war with Erdogan's police, and we know, of course, that the massive billions spent on the US psychic warfare program in order to use psychic warfare to influence humans, e.g. the Turkish population, to support the US general Gulen and all the Gulenites worked beautifully, because why else would the US government spend billions on psychic warfare, make it super black, and say they've got full spectrum dominance in the psychic warfare field so they can influence the Turks, who would then, of course, support the U.S. coup. Unfortunately for the U.S. Government, they have zero psychic warfare capability. They've got the psychic warfare capability of suicidal lemmings. And instead of their planned coup going right, it went the Tim Rifat way, because they forgot that Tim Rifat is a Turk, totally supports President Erdogan, and no psychic warfare on the planet works apart from mine. And we can see that with the two F-16s, this was in the eye, that were behind Erdogan's plane when he was flying back.
I was the first to run with that, by the way. That was key to the whole thing. I put that story up.
F-16 escorts. and they locked on their radar and were just about to press the button, and of course Tim Rifat took control of the pilots and stopped them shooting down the great man President Erdogan.
Well, that I didn't report.
Because, of course, we know that control of humans is child's play to the world's leading expert on the subject. But you can see how strange it is, can't you, Jeff, that they lock their radars on to fire the missiles.
Yeah.
All they've got to do is press the button. And for some strange reason, they
didn't
don't
do it.
Because they're not able to, because I've taken them over.
Or they were possibly told to guard his rear end, his royal rear end. Either way, you're there.
No, the two F-16s that were protecting him were also locked on by these two F-16s.
See, there were four planes altogether. Tim knows this. Nobody else does. I do. There are a few stories out there, very few.
And,
of course, this has happened before
because we've had Aleister Crowley, who used all of the occult warfare on Hitler to lose World War II. And the Colin Bloy, of course, was the modern-day Aleister Crowley, Dr. D-007. I was his apprentice, and now I've taken over the entire system. And we know, of course, that the Russians in the 80s under Andropov spent half a billion dollars on psychic warfare a year, according to Martin Ebon, who wrote the book Psychic Warfare. And that occult warfare, Colin Bloy was running the occult warfare on the Soviet Union, completely destroyed the Soviet Union and its massive psychic warfare program, because all of the British stuff, the occult warfare that I do, completely renders the so-called scientific psychic warfare irrelevant. And you can see, of course, the massive occult warfare that's been carried out on Russia, where, of course, you see the Russians tortured on the world stage by being banned from the Olympics, which, of course, is giving me huge amounts.
That's been reversed. They're not banned. They can go. The Olympics would have failed without them.
The whole track and field team are banned.
When?
That was on the news today.
No, it's been reversed. Unless they reversed again.
The track and field team are banned. They have to take it sport by sport, and each sport governing body has to agree to let them in, and the track and field haven't.
Well, let me check it out. Hold on. We got to take a break here. By the way, Tim mentioned Black Lives Murder and Muslim Lives Murder. Well said. I like that. By the way, the Black Lives Murder folks were already in Brazil demonstrating today at the Olympics. Go ahead, Tim.
And, of course, everyone wonders why I keep wittering on about Katy Perry being the new Luciferic Queen. Guess who's doing the Olympic anthem? Rise. The one and only Katy Perry. So, of course, you...
Queen of the world. Wow.
Sorry?
Queen of the world.
Queen of the occult queen of...
of the world. Yeah, all right, that's fine.
Yeah, potentially, yeah. And we know, of course, that all of the Illuminati rituals, like the Olympics, are supposed to feed them immense amounts of power so they can control the world. Unfortunately for them, I've taken over the system. And we know that all of the Freemasons, you can look up Freemasons, listeners, and you'll see that there are literally millions of these people going to temples during the week. Mm-hmm. Worshipping the great Lord Lucifer in their Kabbalistic temples, generating huge amounts of Luciferic force. If you live in a Western city, it will have all of these Luciferic Freemasonic monuments, which channel the earth energies. And, of course, they'll be linked up to the churches, which channel all of the spiritual energies. And we know, of course, that the priests worship the great
okay,
Lord
we got
Lucifer.
Okay, we got a break. Hold that thought. We do know that priests do that. Let's not even get into that whole thing. Back in just a minute with Terrible Tim from Brighton as we survey the carnage all around us. Okay, Matt, you're back with Tim. All right, several quickies here. One, Tim is correct. A majority of the Russian Olympic team apparently suspended, banned. I'm just reading now. 7 Russian swimmers and 3 rowers are banned from the Rio Games. The Russian Olympics team could be cut to 40 members total. IOC decides against full Olympic ban for Russia. Well, this is going to hurt the monetary flow, of course, from the Olympics, which is all about money. All right, number 2 here. Donald Trump, for the first time, has overtaken, passed Hillary Clinton in the Clinton News the CNN poll, which is decidedly, terribly weighted in favor of the Clintons, and they are now backing down, and they have to. Here's another one. A French, top senior French police officer says that she was harassed for over an hour by the interior minister in France after she made her original Nice truck attack where 84 people were mowed down. They made her change it to say that French national and regional police were heavily present at the scene, which was not true according to all the videos. There just was very little presence there, so they were trying to make it look more as if the French government were competent there, but they weren't. So lots of fun things. Now, the last thing we should mention, Tim, and we'll segue into this, Germany. Yesterday we had the 18-year-old kid who says he had been bullied, quote, for years, went into a little eatery by a bus stop or something and hacked a pregnant woman to death with a machete. And then you had the shooter who killed 9 and then himself, allegedly, who is not an Iranian after all. Turns out that he is a Syrian Muslim.
I love it, don't you? You must admit that those news stories are great. First of all, the Russians crossed me by helping Abramovich because they said I destroyed Chelsea and I wanted £1 million off him, or otherwise I was going to hammer Chelsea Football Club into the ground. So he went off to Putin to get psychic warfare help. So the Russians were then stupid enough to engage me in psychic warfare. See the result. Sharapova was, you know, their queen was ritually slaughtered by me to get to the Russians. We know, of course, that Donald Trump is my hero. I've been saying that for years. If you go on psychicwarfare.com, you see I follow his strategy religiously, which is, never make it personal. It's always business. And, of course, I do the Donald Trump way, which is if you do something, do it to such an excess that you bring down your enemies. Basically, he borrows billions off them so he can't go bankrupt. I release so much psychic warfare material out there that any sort of publicity about me would be the end of the world for the elite. The British arrested me on Monday after I saved Erdogan and then released me after a interview where they seemed to be in a state of panic about the offensive images, which were, instead of voodoo dolls, there are hundreds of people around the world making up images to be used as psychic voodoo dolls. They're called puppets, which of course have destroyed the Illuminati power, because Prince George, Princess Charlotte, real names Gormless George and Charlotte, were supposed to be the forthcoming Illuminati king and queen. That's why, of course, Katy Perry was anointed when she was 30. That's when you come of age in Kabbalah. And that's why...
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's why the harlot Charlotte was born, because, of course, she is the so-called repository of the white women's energy. So, of course, when Katy Perry's 60, she'll be 30. And, of course, Gormless is 3, so he'll be 33, which, if you're an Illuminati, is the magic number, when Katy Perry's 60. Because basically what this is the pinnacle of the 13 bloodlines, the merging of the Jewish bloodline with the royal family's bloodline to produce the ultimate humans, Gormless and the harlot Charlotte, who of course have got the occult power of suicidal lemmings. And we know, of course, that the Illuminati magician king, the Illuminati in charge of magic, supposed to be Prince Michael of Kent, who heads the Freemasons and is supposed to wield the Luciferic force. And of course the Luciferic queen of the royal family was of course Madonna, who has the psychic power of a suicidal lemming that's suicidal because she can't even keep her own 15-year-old son by her side. So you can imagine the psychic power of the royal family. And of course why has this happened? Well, simply, as I said on the last program, I made a deal with Lucifer to take this entire Luciferic force off the hands of the 13 bloodlines so I could then unleash a torrent of horror upon them. Because remember, they use the Luciferic force to stopper the SMA, the supplementary motor area on top of the head, so that they can control humans and enrich themselves and get the humans simply as slaves controlled by the Luciferic force. I, of course, have taken the Luciferic force away from humans, and you now see the humans' supplementary motor areas firing, their ventral medial hypothalamus is firing, so that they go off and do what they want to do and are suppressed by the Luciferic force from doing, which is going and killing people. We see it in Japan, where we've now got the first
guy knifed 19 to death. That's an incredible number
20,
of people. What
terribly,
is it now?
Terribly injured, who will probably die too, according to the BBC. Uh-huh. And this was the first of the so-called murders of the cripples, the imbeciles, the genetic garbage, which, of course, is the cornerstone of Nazism and eugenics. So this is the first...
remember who invented eugenics.
This is the first race hate attack on the imbeciles. These were all... genetically deformed people.
Do you know
like
who invented genetics and
eugenics? Probably a Jew, I would have thought.
Did. Or it was all done over here in the U.S. The Germany action was just exported.
But anyway, we've got the first mass murder in Japan, or race hate, which is all about killing cripples and mentally, mental.
I don't know. I didn't get the latest on that. He went
in and slaughtered them like dogs.
They were in some kind of a housing situation or something?
190 of them in an imbeciles facility. Where they
I see. They were defective. All right,
understand. They keep these defectives. And he was sacked from the place and went back and...
I get it. All right.
Slit all their throats, basically. So this sort of thing, this occurrence, like you were talking about in Germany, when we've got all these Syrians who normally would be docile and wouldn't go around killing people on a mass scale, because the Freemasonic force, which if you're like myself, a super psychic, you can see sits on the top of the head and blocks the SMA, and the SMA of course controls what you do. You can see of course why people give infinite money to the Rothschilds, and why these 13 bloodlines have been controlling the world, because of course they've been generating the Luciferic force. You basically stick it on top of the head, then it blocks the human from doing what they want, blocks the SMA, the supplementary motor area fires when you actually do something. So you can see now that this force has been taken over by world's leading expert on psychic warfare, occult warfare, Tim Riefat. You can see now why things have started to get interesting, and people, for example, are going around murdering on a scale which...
There used to be, you know, I don't know if you're doing it or not. Somebody's doing it. There used to be a hesitancy on the part of most humankind to kill their own kind. That hesitancy, that barrier, that parameter, that wall is gone.
Yeah.
It's fading.
And of course, if you're into the occult, you'll see that the Katy Perry effect with the Orlando Bloom killings, and now, of course, the Meyer killings, because remember, the boyfriend before Orlando Bloom was Myers. So these are just, you know, coincidences, Jeff.
Of course.
You know, nothing to do with all of rituals, which I've been using Katy Perry's phenomenal hatred to generate. And, of course, we see the wonderful Taylor Swift, who is hated by Katy Perry with a ferocity which is feral.
Well, he's also hated by Kim Kardashian's husband.
Kanye West.
Yes.
And we now see the T-shirt, which I would urge all of the readers to go out and buy, which is R.I.P. Taylor Swift. So we'll see whether occult warfare can get fans' lives murder as well, to see whether will go around shooting Taylor Swift.
So what I'm saying, let me finish my thought on this issue of, we used to have restraint, there were boundaries, you'd call them moral boundaries,
but
to keep it simply.
The question is, what caused the restraint, Jeff?
Yeah, now that restraint is being, by many, a minority still, reversed, and it is actually apparently looked upon as a creditable move to kill somebody.
Yes.
On the satanic side of the ledger, correct?
That killing is sexy. So I've been promoting killing is sexy on the site.
All right. Well, we don't want to do that on this program, but that's whatever you do on your website.
But
it's
very good. It's very good for the news, though, Jeff. You must admit.
The news is thriving. They're making lots of money. Let me tell you another story here, real quickie. This is about your Syrian shooter in Germany. This is very interesting. Mrs. Merkel's controlled media there, the Zionist media, originally released this guy's name as David S. Period. That's what they called him. His real name is Ali Daoud Sunbuli. And he's, as I said, a Syrian. He's pro-Turkey. He's a hardcore Islamist. But they lied to the people and called him David S. Just amazing.
Was that the one who blew himself up, or the so-called Iranian that shot the people in McDonald's?
This is the so-called Iranian, yeah.
Oh,
shot nine,
yes.
And then allegedly killed himself.
Yeah, and if you look at the news report, listeners, you'll see that only two of the victims were German. The rest were various migrant offal, either Turks or Syrians or Greeks or other non-Germans. So Germany is now so full of foreign garbage that when you have a mass murder,
You can't help but take out some of the foreign garbage.
No,
right.
the out of the victims, there were only two Germans, because their country is just chock-a-block with foreigners who are feeding off the Germans, who, of course, must be the most stupid race on the planet, giving away their country to all the foreign garbage.
Think about it. 75 years ago, they were the opposite. And look what Mrs. Merkel has done. She has executed Germany, and the Muslim migrant offal is feeding on the cadaver of what was the most magnificent country in the world.
You see why I look upon Europeans as the lowest form of vermin, only there to be raped, killed, and give all their riches to the master race of the migrants led by the Negro Obama. And his transsexual wife, Michael, who is speaking...
The gay Muslim Negro Obama.
At the Democratic conference. So, as I say, you can also see why Hillary Clinton is having severe mental problems, because, of course, I totally support Donald Trump, and if psychic warfare works, you can be sure that I'm turning her brain into a nice porridge, Jeff.
Porridge?
If
Good
so,
work.
Yeah. So if we see premature senility, remember she had a stroke before, which has caused brain damage. I wouldn't say who caused it, but psychic warfare, of course, causes strokes with ease. So, of course, Hillary is definitely on my hit list because I worship the ground that Donald J. Trump walks on. And, of course, I think I'm doing the world a favor carrying out psychic warfare on Hillary Rodham Clinton because, of course, even though she's good for business and will start World War III, you've got to support Donald J. Trump because, of course, he's saving America from the Americans who want to give it away to all the migrants, Jeff.
If you don't have
Donald J. Trump, you'll have all of these migrants coming to America.
Oh, well, we know. We've been saying that. It's the end of America, quite, yes.
And of all of the women... All of the women who don't like Donald Trump, I would say to you, American women, you might not like Donald Trump, but when you are on...
you have a choice to make, raped, ladies.
Being raped by the migrants, groups of migrants, as it happens in Germany, when you're being blown to pieces by the migrants, shot dead by the migrants, run over by the migrants, then you'll think to yourself, well, I don't like Donald Trump because he's a misogynist, allegedly, but he's protecting me against these horrible people of color who want to do horrible things to me, while Hillary wants to bring them all in so they can do horrible things to me. I mean, you've got enough horrible people in America with Black Lives Murder.
Pretty horrible situation.
Do you want more of them in? Do you want the Muslim Lives Murder coming in to add to the Black Lives Murder? So if you're an American woman, you've got to ask yourself, I might not like Donald Trump, but do I really want to be killed?
This is a very important point Tim is making, and I'm not joking. He is a little over the top for many of you. I understand that, but I want you to listen carefully what he's saying.
You know, if you're a woman, you want someone to protect you because that is the first order of a government, to protect the population. And you've got to ask yourself, if you're a woman, will Hillary Clinton protect me when she's going to be bringing in all these migrants, or will Donald Trump, who's going to be kicking out loads of migrants and putting up a wall and making sure that any foreigner that comes to America is vetted to make sure they're not a Muslim life that's
exactly
going to murder. It's a slam dunk for me. You've got to vote for Donald J. Trump because he's the only man that can protect American women from these hordes of migrants. You've got enough rapists in America already.
Do you want
more of them coming in?
This is a very important point. We're going to do a program a month with Tim on this issue of how Islam, Muslims, will never fit at all. They will not assimilate, they won't meld into Western civilization, and vice versa, of course. But the point is, it won't fit. It's insane to bring them here under any circumstance. They should stay in their own countries. We should send the money to rebuild their countries and get the hell out of their countries and leave them alone. It's very simple.
Muslim countries are for Muslims. We should have no Christians in any Muslim country, and we should have no Muslims in any...
No, we need to bridge all Christians.
Total
should be
separation.
Bridged out of the Middle East. I agree.
Half of the problem is that the Rothschild Jew has been destroying the Muslim countries and turning them into hell on earth, and they're all coming to the West. And it's all over Africa they're coming, all over Asia they're coming, and you've got all of these drones run by the Rothschilds blowing them up in their own country. We've got the Rothschilds collapsing their economies, so there are no jobs, there's no opportunities. And what we need is total separation where the Muslims have their own caliphate ruled by Muslims, like Erdogan is a true Muslim, and instead of having the Americans wanting to depose him and put in
democracy.
Who
yes.
takes orders from the Rothschilds? Yeah. We have Erdogan, who's a Muslim running a Muslim country, not taking orders from the Rothschilds.
Right.
So you can see the root problem are the Rothschilds, who are destroying all of these countries outside of the West, and then allowing all of the migrants who've been who've been made totally mad by wars to come in. And there's even scientific research to show that what the Rothschild war machine is doing is driving humans mad, because of course all of the migrants have been, as I say, brain damaged by the wars. And there was a good article which is short fuses linked to faulty wiring in the brain. People who regularly become explosively angry without warning may have a weak link in their brains that causes them to misread social signals and results in them unexpectedly losing their rag. Researchers at the University of Chicago used magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, to study the brains of people with intermittent explosive disorder or impulsive aggression. They concluded that those with the condition may suffer defects in one of the brain's information superhighways, the superior longitudinal fasciculus. They found that the superhighway connecting the part of the brain which processes sensory information with the part that decides how to respond to it is disorganized and contains fewer nerve connections. Now, all of these migrants have had their brains damaged in this way by having excessive levels of stress, e.g. drones, war in Syria, the war in Libya, starvation, which causes brain damage. So they're all brain damaged to the point where they are bombs waiting to go off. So if you're exposed to war and starvation like all of these migrants are exposed to, then you turn the human into a human bomb. A lead researcher, Dr. Royce Lee, said, it's not so much how the brain is structured, but the way these regions are connected to each other. This was unexpected as individuals with other well-known psychiatric disorders, such as schizophrenia, do not have abnormal connections. So these Syrians and Afghans, which Merkel is bringing into Germany, have this longitudinal fasciculus, this superhighway, damaged by years of stress, by years of all of the nightmare that has descended upon Syria, Afghanistan. So when they come to Germany, they have their brains damaged in this way, and they are walking bombs. Now, this means that these people cannot be integrated into Western society, because unlike Westerners, they are bombs waiting to go off. If you add to it Islam, which of course is that the only sure way to go to heaven is to die.
Well, there's the ignition point of each one. Yeah.
So I'm just explaining that the so-called racism against migrants isn't. What has happened is that all of these horrible things that have happened to them in Syria, Afghanistan, etc., have turned these humans into walking bombs. If you add to it that their SMAs are fired by Allah, by an entity in the collective unconscious, which wishes to kill Westerners, the sort of Jungian archetype, then of course you've got bombs waiting to go off, having a religion which dictates that if the bomb goes off, you go to heaven, and an entity called Allah, which is fed by 1.6 billion Muslims every day with loads and loads of energy, rather like the Luciferic energy which the Freemasons feed, which of course wants to kill the infidels. So of course we got the perfect storm, and Donald Trump, of course.
Todd, please turn the commercial off. Let Tim finish. Let him finish. Go ahead.
Donald Trump, of course, knows that something's wrong, but he isn't an expert in this field of study that I am. And now, of course, he is getting the information where he is beginning to understand the scientific basis for the danger of migrants.
Got it. All right. Very good. All right. We will pursue this again. Mark Tim's words very carefully. There is only one person running who will protect American women from the hordes of Muslims who will come in here if Hillary Clinton ascends to the White House.
Now, and they're walking bombs, so that they're not only
they're executioners, rapists, absolutely.
Exactly.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you very much.
All right,
bye.
Good night. All right, there goes Terrible Tim. There's only one Terrible Tim, and we'll be back. There's always something to think about when he's around. Stay tuned. Professor James Fetzer is up next. We're going to take a look at the catastrophe of the Democratic National Convention.